Today's daf is the Metziah daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah. But there's 2 points on the end of yesterday's Gemara. Number one, we mentioned that there's a pasuk which refers to Kabbalah Satorah, which right now, as we are entered the Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, pasuk that refers to Kabbalah Satorah, which alludes to various mitzvos. We saw Gemilas Chesed and Mikra Cholim and Kfuras Mesim. Additionally, the Gemara says, isn't Kfura part of Bikur Cholim, part of Gemilas Chesed? Isn't Bikur Cholim part of Gemilas Chesed? So why does it have a separate category? The Gemara answers, what's the Kiddush? Why it has to be listed separately in the Pasuk? But this Gemara could be one of the sources for the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yudalid, Mitzvah Saseh Min Shel Devrehem, it's a mitzvah Durabanan, Levakar Cholim, Ulanachem Avelim, to visit the sick, to comfort the mourners, Ulahotzi Hameis, Ulahakna Sakala, all the mitzvahs that we know of Ben Adam Lachavero, Velasa B'Kol Tzarchei Kvura, V'Chelis Lameach Hazan Makala, all of these are mitzvahs Midurabanan. Continues the Rambam, Afal Pisha Kol Mitzvahs Elu Midurahem, even though all of these mitzvahs are Midurabanan, Harehein Bechlal, V'Yahaftal Recha Kamocha. They are included in the mitzvah d'araisa of Yavtel Recha Kamocha. They are chiyuv d'rabanan, but a kiyum d'araisa of Yavtel Recha Kamocha. Kol advarim shatarotze sheyasu osam lacha acherim, anything that you want others to do for you, asei otan ata la'achicha v'tower over mitzvahs. Right? Do it to others. Right? Of Yavtel Recha Kamocha, the Rambam says, all of these are included in the category of Yavtel Recha Kamocha, which is basically what this Gemara says. The Gemara's whole assumption is, aren't these included in Gemilas Chesed? Aren't these included in the Mitzvah D'Araisa? And the Gemara had to give an answer to why it's stated separately. Again, that is the Rambam's, one of the Rambam's sources could be our Gemara. Could be our Gemara. Okay. The other point I wanted to mention was the Ben Yehoyada on our Gemara. The Ben Yehoyada asked a question that many of the Achronim ask, and that is, our Gemara says that why did the Churban Bayis happen? Because Danu Badin Torah, right? They didn't give an inch. They didn't do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. They went din. They didn't go above and beyond for their neighbors. The question is, how does this Gemara work and fit with the other Gemaras elsewhere? But the Gemara says that the Gemara in Yuma in the first parak, why would the Churban Bayis happen? So the Gemara says the first base of Mikdash was because of the big three Averis. The second base of Mikdash was because of Sinas Chinam. So the question is, how does that fit in with this Gemara of the Mishra Sadin? So the Ben Yoyada quotes an answer that Averis Achronim give, and that is, he quotes Amar Azal, right? He quotes the Gemara Brachas Dav Chaf. Amar Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malach of Ask Hashem. Ksiv Asher Lo Yisafanim. It says that you don't show favoritism on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet Yisa Hashem Panav Ilacha, right? You show favoritism to the Jews. So he says, of course I have to show favoritism to the Jews. You know why? Because I write in my Torah, V'yachalta v'savato v'erachta, that you have to bench only after you're satiated. And my children, they go above and beyond for me. They bench even on a kezayis, even on a kebetza. They bench. So if they go above and beyond for me, so I have to go above and beyond for them. That's the Gemara. So Nimsa, what do you see from that Gemara? Yisrael am yasu l'fnim b'shur sadin. If b'nei Yisrael act l'fnim b'shur sadin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida k'neged mida will go l'fnim b'shur sadin with them. But the Ein Ma'anishem Kefi Chiyuvam Al Aver Shebiyadam, and Hashem won't punish us for our Averos, but that's as long as we do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Once we don't do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin anymore, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us exactly what we deserve. So in other words, really we did the Averos of the big three Averos, so we did Sanas Chinam, but with the Lefnim Mishuras Hadin elements that we were doing, Hashem kind of that protected it, that held the punishment away from us, because we were going Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Once we got rid of that, so then we were punished for the Ikar Averos, for the Mida Keneged Mida of the big three and of Sinas Chinam. So he says that Ukubdumeli Tekiyotzi Bazet Tirtzu Sifri Harishonim. That's what I saw in Darius Rishonim. That's an answer that is given by many. That really, the real Averos are the big three and Sinas Chinam. It's just that Lefnim Mishuras Hadin protected us from any punishment for those Averos. Once we stopped doing Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, then the other Averos kicked in and we were punished for. Okay, there's a more on Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, but we'll have to leave it at that as we start the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Ezo hi Aveda. What is an Aveda? Which is an Aveda? What's an example of an Aveda? Or actually, I already gave away the Gemara. What is an Aveda? The Gemara answered, the Mishnah says, Matzah chamar o para roan baderach. You see a donkey or a cow wandering on the way. That's an aveda. And Einzu aveda, that's not an aveda. What is an aveda? Kamar v'chelef hafuchin. If you see a donkey whose bags on the back are totally upside down. So you know this donkey must have just been running and in the middle of nowhere. Par ratza ben akramim, or a cow running in the middle of the vineyard. What's a cow doing in the vineyard? Right? All those, harezu aveda. So if you just see a donkey or a cow traveling and wandering on the road, that's not an aveda. Only if you see these other, the donkey with his kalim, with his bags are upside down, or a cow, so that is an aveda. The Biure Chasidus, we haven't had one in a while. Biure Chasidus, I saw the Noam Elimelech says on Ezehu Aveda. What's an Aveda for the Neshama? Ezehu Aveda l'Neshama. Chamar Opara Rowan. Somebody who is Roas, somebody who spends all his life in Chumrius. In Chumrius, in Gashrius. Hamirah Va'ezek Shal Tamed B'Chumrius, Kedila Hasig Mazanosav. What's an Aveda? What is a reflection of Avud, that our Neshama is Avud? If we spend all of our lives, Chamar Opara, Rowan Baderech. Chamar, Batza Chamar Opara. If you focus on, put the commas in different places according to this verse, right? What's a Chamar Opara? If you spend your day amongst Gashmias, Rowan, and you're shepherding yourself amongst that. But Baderech, if you're on the Derech Hashem, if you're following the Derech, you're involved in all these Gashmias, but you're doing it all Hashem Shemayim, right? That as the Rambam says, that everything is with Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Samid, and you take B'chol Derechecha to Eyu, then Ein Zu Aveda. That's not an Aveda then. If you're Baderech, if you're on the way of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's not an Aveda U'Bitzelzman, Ki Tachlos Avodaso Binyana Machamriyim, Hu Sh'aydei Zeh Yuchal Kaim Torah V'mitzvahs. That's fine. But if it's Chamar V'Kelov Hafuchin, but if it's Hafuch, what a Kaddish Baruch Hu asks you to do, if it's the opposite of you're focusing on that as an end and not just as a means, then you're not osing it properly, then Harezu Aveda. That is an Aveda. Therefore, everybody, what do you have to do? It's an Aveda that everybody has to help you get back. Everybody's got to help you return the lost object. Chova kol echad b'Yisrael lahachzer aveda zu lashpia lav she'asa tshuva lahatzel mishpasol mikilayon. Well, what if the next line of the Mishnah, which we didn't read yet, what if you returned it and it'll get lost again, and return it gets lost again? And even 1,000 times, you got to help the guy. Right? If the guy keeps going off the path, you got to keep getting it back. Al yisya'is atzmo chas v'shalom v'yachzer shu b'tshuva shlema. So it's a drash way of reading the Mishnah, but that's the Noam Elimelech. So, back to the Gemara, back to Halacha. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hechzira u'barcha, Hechzira u'barcha. Let's say you returned an item, and it ran away again. You return the item, and the animal just keeps running away. And twice, afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times, if you return the, move the table this way, even 4 or 5 times, if you return the aved and it keeps running away. Chayev lahachziri. You still have to return it back. Shneimar hashev teshivim. Right as it says, a double asher hashev teshivim. You shall surely return it, even after you have returned it already. Hayabatal misela. What happens if, as you are working and you have to stop your work to get the aveda, you lost money? You are mavuta misela. So lo yomar lo tain lisela. You cannot say to the person, to the ma'abed, to the one that you return the item to, you have to pay me full price for what I had been making at the time. I lost a sella from my jobs, therefore, you have to pay me a sella. No. Elanosinlo kaskara kapoel. As we're going to see what this means in the Gemara. But for now, it can mean, how much you would have taken to do less than what you're doing now. Let's say you do a very hard job, but you'll take some money to do an easier job for those 5 minutes. So how much money would you have taken to do the easier job? That's how much. But you're not going to pay him full for the money that he lost from being whatever worker he was. Im yesham bezdin, if there's a bezdin though, and you are very nervous about stopping doing what you're doing, and not getting paid for it, so masna aleihem, if they bezdin, then you could be masna and make the tzaddik in front of bezdin. Bezdin here doesn't mean real bezdin, it means 3 people. If you have 3 people in front of you at the time, so you could say, I am only doing this on condition that I get paid back exactly what I'm worth and have what I'm being osig in. So you can make it any tzaddik you want. Im ein sham bezdin, if they mean yasna, if there aren't 3 people there, then who should you make a tzaddik in front of? Shalom kodem. That there's nobody to make a tzaddik in front of, so just stay what you're doing. If what you're doing is so much more, costs so much more, he's worth so much more than then fine, getting the Saveda, then you're allowed to say what you're doing, as we learned yesterday, right? One of the three cases the Gemara brought was that sometimes you're allowed to keep doing what you're doing and not be involved in the Aveda. There's a big discussion, which we're not going to have now, but just to mention, about making a tznai on mitzvos. Am I allowed to make a tznai when I do a mitzvah? I do a mitzvah. I'll do a mitzvah. Am I allowed to make a condition whether I'm going to be yotzei or not? Right? Or it says here, I'm going to do this mitzvah as long as I'm going to get my schar back. I'm going to make a tznai on mitzvos. I'm only yotzei the mitzvah if we discussed on Shabbos that the idea of Erev Tavshilin in Chutz La'aretz, if somebody forgets an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, the first day of Yadav, they can make a tznai. If today is weekday, so then the Erev Tavshilin is really tomorrow. If today is Shah is really Yadav, then I don't need an Erev Tavshilin because tomorrow is weekday. So we find certain cases of tznai by mitzvahs. The Avnei Ezer writes a tznai. It's a famous tznai by the Seder. Somebody gets called out. He has a Hatzal call at the Seder night. And then he gets back 5 minutes before Chatzos. So what does he do? He didn't say Magid yet. He didn't do any of the mitzvahs yet. So what does he do? So the Avnei Ezer says, eat matzah right now. Eat matzah at the end of those few minutes right before Chatzos. And make a tznai. If the halacha is that I have to finish everything by Chatzos, then this is my mitzvah. And then I can do whatever I want afterwards. Why? Because he assumes that the halacha of kiyum matzah, the taste of matzah in your mouth, is only till the end of the zman kiyum mitzvah. So then, and after chatzos, then do it again. Go through your meal and go through everything. And then at the end, at 3 o'clock in the morning, then eat matzah again. And say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that says the mitzvah is the whole night, so then this is my mitzvah matzah. So you make it tonight, whichever one you're being, you're covering your bases. So here's also an example of a tanai of you're making a, you know, I'm doing this mitzvah as long as I get paid for it.
Is the guy then required to pay back?
If you make this tanai, the guy's required to pay it back, yeah. One other ha'ar on the Mishnah, and that is the Kavner Rav, the Dvar Avram, has a chakira on this halacha that you have to keep returning it. Let's say I return it, and then it goes away. Return it, and then it runs away again. So, v'yeshlach kar bazeshtayim. Two questions on this. He says, first of all, when I have to return it the second time, does that mean that my first mitzvah was not really fulfilled? Right? Is that an undermining of my first mitzvah, or is it something different? I return your cow. The next day, it walks out of your property again. Does that mean I really didn't do a good returning? Hashavah ma'alya, or no? I did a good mitzvah. I did the mitzvah fully. This is a new mitzvah. Exactly. If it's not a good mitzvah, when do you draw the line? I mean, do you say, even in this case, are we talking about a case where there wasn't any good shmirah done in between? We're not talking about a case of an aveda midas, where it's his fault, because then there wouldn't be no chiyav hashava. So I have to know exactly what he did in between. So that's number one. And number two, if you want to say that he fulfilled the mitzvah of hashava originally, and this is a chiyav chadash, is it at all connected? Is it nimshach from the chiyav rishon? Klomar, the kivan shigbi a chayvu b'ashavas harbei. Is it like we said yesterday? Once you picked it up, or once you caused it to move, then you're chayv until the end of the mitzvah. So do you say it's at all connected, or it's totally different? Again, a number of nafkaminas would be totally on this. He says, for example, im lo heishiv shenis ichayv betashlum and kishomer aveda olo. Let's say if I returned it the first time and not the second time, I didn't touch it the second time. Am I a Shomer Aveda? Meaning if it's connected to the first time, I didn't do the first Chiyuv, and if I fulfill the first Chiyuv, I'm still a Shomer Aveda, I'm going to be responsible for this animal. Mashenkein, if not, then I won't be responsible. Right? So that is all. What's other nafkaminas? That is an interesting question that the Dvar Avraham has, just to understand this Mishnah, about returning it many, many times. Okay, now we start the Gemara. Says the Gemara, what was the first line of the Mishnah? What is an Aveda if you see a donkey or a cow traveling on the road? That's always not an aveda. If you see a donkey or a cow walking on the road, that's not an aveda, period. And that's the only cases of not an aveda. So the Gemara says, no. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Gamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Ezehu klal aveda shu chayeba. What is a general rule? This isn't the only example, but it means what is the general rule of aveda? Matza chamor upara roen baderech ezehu aveda vol machayeba. If you see a donkey or a cow traveling on the road, that's not an aveda. Right? The person might have just put his animal there, and they'll find it in a minute. So v'lo machayba, you don't have to do anything. Chamar v'kelef hafuchin para rabrat zabein akramim. But if you see this type of case with the animals, with their bags on them, or the cow in the vineyard, harizu abinu machayba. So it depends on the case. Depends on the case. And the Ritva has a nice lashon summarizing what this line in the Gemara means. It means klomar ezehu simin v'klal l'kal aveda l'hakir shehi shalom midas bailam. How do you generally know whether the bailam lost it or left it here? How do you know? So that's what the Mishnah is saying. If the animal's walking in a normal fashion on the side of the road, then that's the owner probably went into the store. It's probably going to come out in a few minutes. But if the saddle is upside down and falling off, and the cow is in a place where cows usually don't frequent, so then you can assume it's an aveda. The kibba the klal of a simana yoyev pshita dlaf b'habil chud el kol davar v'davar kefi in yano kishayish bo halchacha she'en oladaz bailam. You look at every case. Figure out, we have to use our heads. In every case, does it look like there's an aveda here? Does it look like it's not an aveda here? Okay. Says the Gemara, ula olam, forever. If I see a cow walking on the road, so the Mishnah said it's not an aveda because I assume the person left it here. So forever, if I see a cow walking there for 3 months, it's still not an aveda because I assume the guy's coming back for it. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, no. Ashlosh Yamin, 3 days. 3 days in these circumstances, do you assume it's an aveda or not? That's the cutoff. So, hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case? Ibele lusa, if we're talking about at night, afilu chadashay denami, even for a moment. People don't leave their animals walking around at night. The e of ibi imam, if it's during the daytime, afilu tuvanami lo. Even more, people leave their animals sometimes for more than 3 days in a certain area. Let's say they went on a trip, they went away, they're going to come back. So people leave their animals. So what are we talking about? So when is 3 days a cutoff? So lotzricha, somewhere in the middle. Tavichazi leba kadmasa, you see it right before sunrise. Right before, right after, what does Rashi say? Reb kadmusa lufnei alos hashachar, right before. Before alos, before dawn. It's a very unusual time for animals to be walking around alone. Right before it gets light. Or ubachashechta, right after it gets dark. Right? So at that time, it's somewhat unusual for animals to be walking around. So that's where there's a cutoff. So Tlasa Yomi, for 3 days, Amrina Nisrumi Yisrami Lovinafka, we assume that, you know, it just happened here, and he left, and then the owner's going to come get it within 3 days. But Tfei, more than that, Fadi Avedahi.
And if you saw it for 2 days, what would you assume?
And if you saw it for 2 days, then you can assume that, you know, that you're not allowed to touch it.
Why?
You assume the owner's going to come back and get it.
Why?
If
you saw it for 2 days, 2 days consecutively, just after dark.
So it's somewhat unusual, but until it gets to the 3 days, we assume that it might have just, you know, even though it's unusual, you can't consider it an aveda yet, even if it's unusual. That's the cut of the Gemara. It's unusual, but it's not crazy like Kalim upside down. Kalim upside down, you know that his animal is lost. There was Yeush. But if you see an animal walking, a cow walking in the vineyard, you know, he might have got away from his...
Right. If it's a routine and this guy just has a strange routine, then it's every day.
Right, so I don't know if it's in between here or it's just these moments. Either way, that's the cutoff. Tanina mihachi, also similarly we did a raisa. Matzak talus v'kardom, if you see a talus, a baguette or an axe, bisratya in the street, upara ratza beta kramim, or a cow running between the vineyards, harizu aveda, that's an aveda. What's a cow doing in the vineyard? Right, talus, bitzad geder, kardam, bitzad geder. But if you see a garment or an axe next to a fence, upara roa bein akramim, and you see a cow just walking around, not running in the vineyard, bein akramim, or the gra changes it to asavim, ein zu aveda. It's better because maybe the gra says that a cow in vineyards doing anything is a problem. So he changes it to asavim, ein zu aveda, it's not an aveda. But gimel yamim zeachar zehar ein zu aveda. But 3 consecutive days where you see this, that is an aveda. Ra'a mayim sheshotfinu ba'in. Let's say you see water about to flood somebody's yard, somebody's field, and you have a way to protect it. So, harei zeh, go dir b'fnayim. You have to protect it. You have to protect the person's field. Amar Rava, what do you see from here? What does this mean? L'chol avedas achicha, the pasuk about aveda, for any aveda, l'rabos avedas karka. That includes avedas karka, even if your friend's item is about to get lost. So that itself is a mitzvah to protect it. That's a hashavas aveda on karka. You might think karka is ena ne'evedes. The answer is here, it's about to be ne'evad. And therefore, you have a responsibility to try to protect it. Amalei Rav Chananya l'Rava, Tani d'masayel l'cha. Rav Chananya says to Rava, the previous brisa supports you. Why? Ra ma'im sheshot finu ba'in, harizek odim b'fneihem. And if you see water about to flood a field, you have to put a fence up and protect it. So doesn't that show the halacha of... Yeah, there's an idea of avedas hashavas karka. So I'm like, no, imishim halo atlo tasayi. Rava says, I have to be intellectually honest. I would love a brisa to support what I said, but you know what? Maybe it doesn't have to be. And it's interesting, the Amora himself is defending that the brisa doesn't have to be a support for me. Right? It might not be a proof for me. Hachma Yaskinan, that brisa might be talking about, Bidi'ika Umrin. There are bundles on the field. I mean, it's not totally just regular karka. There are bundles there. So, Yidi'ika Umrin, Maila Memras. Then what's the chiddush if it's Umrin? If it's regular movable items, then every movable item is a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda for. So what's the special din of Mayim Shotvin you have to put a gedder up? So lo tzricha de isba umrin de tzrichi la'ara. No, the cases where there are bundles, but they're still attached to the ground. Still attached to the ground. Like there are bundles of wheat, but you went around and, I guess, tied up the wheat into bundles, and then you're going to cut them. So it's still attached to the ground. So ma'u de tema kiva de tzricha la'ara ki gufa ta'ara damim. So you might say that because they still are attached to the ground, they're like the ground. And you might say, says Rava, without my statement, that there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda by karka. Kamash v'la. That's the chiddush over there, that those bundles are considered metaltalin. But there still is no raya to me from a brisa that I think there is a mitzvah by karka, but there is no brisa at least that would prove it. What's the chiddush to suggest? Why is it such a chiddush to say that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda by karka? Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think that doesn't apply? Why? Just because it's not dumya to the other things on the list? That's what you might say, right? We had the list, right? We had similar is like all of these. Why do these go, right? Yatzis, right? The Mishra Daf of Zion that we had, right? Just like similar is Miuchedas, has Simonim, has Latovim. So we can say just like similar is movable, so too, anything that's movable. So you might say it's based on the Xeris Akasiv. That's number one. But is there any Svar involved? So
the Baal should have done something. It's not ruining.
Yeah?
The Baal should have taken care of you. Should have damned it up.
The Bailam. The Bailam should have dammed it up. Like you say, sometimes the Bailam, I mean, in any case of Aveda, if it's the Bailam's fault, so you want to say Karka, it's always the Bailam's fault. It's always the Bailam's fault, possibly. Okay. If you say Karka in an Exalus, Karka in an Ne'avedis, but here is a case. Karka in an Exalus means it's not movable. Ne'aved, here's a case of. So you might say this is not Ne'va, this is just an issue of maybe Lo Samal al Damriyecha. Right, of your friend's property, but not an issue of Hashavas Aveda. Okay. The Evan Azal, or Mr. Zalman, suggests, similar to what you just said, and that is, you might have thought that an Aveda has to be Yatzas Meir Shuscha.
If you see somebody's coat, and it's clearly not lost, but it's about to get ruined, and you save it from getting ruined,
according to this, it would be Hashavas Aveda. If you see somebody's property about to be ruined. So basically, that's Avud right now. That is Avud, is about to, right, let's say, the cases we had before. Let's say you see the case of that we had at the end of Baba Kama. We had right Mavriya Khari Minikse Khavero. Right? You chase away a lion from your friend's property. Right? So that's, you have to do that. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea?
That's about the harder case where it's not completely ruined, just a little bit damaged.
Right. Is that a little Ashava? What if somebody's just gonna get a little bit ruined? So it might be a lower level. But Rav Zalman says maybe the ikker why you need a makar for Aveda's karka is because Salka Daidav ta Aveda Hu Davar She Yatsa Merushas Vailim. Just like we learned, according to some Rishon of the Ramban, Yeish only works on Yatzas Mir Shuscha, so maybe the Shem Aveda only works on something that's Yotze Mir Shuscha. Right? You have to work out, according to the according that we saw, Rav Gusman and Rav Soloveitchik, who say that Yeish and all the other factors are being Mashlim the Shem Avud, so is Karka here Avud? Is the karka? It's about to be avud. So you have to work out exactly the definition because here it didn't leave yerushus. Aval karka sheidi yotzei mirshus bialim mashu miskalkel lo dami la aveda. So maybe there's no mitzvah kamash b'lan. Kamash b'lan. Maybe that's his svar. There is one other svar to mention, and that is the same svar we have. So we have maybe aveda ina nevedes. Maybe it's his fault. Maybe it has to be yotzei mirshus. And one more based on the sefer achinach. So one of the ha'aris in the Biur Adav quote. Maybe based on the Sefer HaChinuch. In Tavkuf Lamed Ches, by the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, can't believe we haven't mentioned this, and we're already a bunch of blood into Eila Metzias. The Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the Shorash HaMitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? The Hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Shorash Mitzvah Zer Yidua. It's known. What? Ki Yesh Bazet To'eles HaKol V'Yishva Medina. There's a great societal benefit when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. Shahashichacha Bakol Himitsuya. We all forget things. The next time we can't find something, let's remember this Chinuch. Shashichacha bakol himitsuya. Right, Shicha? We always forget things. Gam behemtam, begam chayasam, borchim tamid heina behena. Animals are constantly running out of our yard, back and forth. Vim mitzvah zot shehiba amenu, yihyu nishmaros ha behemos, vahakelim, bechom makom. Then he adds a line, which I'm not sure what it means. Kol makom sheyiyu ba'artseinu hakadosha, ki'ilu hein tachas yad abayelim. V'chol pekudi Hashem yishar mesam chelef. What he said. He says, what is it good? Because we have to understand things are always constantly going out of our rishus. Our animals are going out of our rishus. We go somewhere and we leave our jacket somewhere. That's normal societal behavior. So you need this mitzvah, Hashem HaZaveda, to make sure that everything goes back to its rightful owner. So maybe that svara, you know, karka isn't naturally forgotten and karka isn't naturally going out of our rishus. So maybe based on that chinuch, you might have had a havamina that the svaras don't apply to karka, kamash v'lan. I don't know what that line means. B'chol makom sheyu b'artzeinu hakadosha. But Hashem HaZaveda is a special din in Eretz Yisrael. There is a special din of gezel, right? The psukim by losasig, by hasagas gvul, in Parsha Shoftim, there Rashi quotes in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you violate extra averus. But b'Hashem HaZaveda, and the svar should only apply, so I'm not sure if you take that literally. I didn't see any of the acronym that pick up on that line. Maybe it just means in our societies, not really b'artzeinu hakadosha. Just means where we live. Right, but I'm not sure. Either way, it's an interesting sefer hachinuch. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Two dots. So matzach amaru paravachulu. You see a donkey and a cow. So hagufakasha. What exactly is the Mishnah telling us? Amrit matzach amaru pararon baderach einzu aveda. First line of the Mishnah says if you see a donkey and a cow just walking normally on the road, it's not an aveda. Roan baderach udo aveda. If you're just walking on the road, it's not an aveda. Haratza baderach v'roa bein akramim aveda. But we're medayik, if it's running on the road, or even just walking in the vineyard, unusual place to be, then it is an aveda. But aim a seifa, but from the second line, you make the opposite diyak. Chamor v'kelef hafuchin. Upar ratza bein akramim harezu aveda. If you have a cow running in the vineyard, it is an aveda. Ratza bein akramim hudavi aveda. Haratza baderach, but if it's running on the road, v'roa bein akramim ainzu aveda. So you have opposite diyukim from the Mishnah. So what's the answer? So two answers. Abaya and Rava. First Abaya. Amar Abaya, Yagit Olav Reyo. Pasuk and Eov. Literally it means the thunder will tell you about it. What does it mean the thunder will tell you about it? If you hear thunder, you know there's an impending rainstorm. Meaning one thing tells you about the thing that's next to it. Yagit Olav Reyo. So meaning what? Tana Roa Baderech Delo Havi Aveda. The first line of the Mishnah says if it's just wandering, if it's walking on the road, it's not an Aveda. V'hu Adin L'Roa Ben Akramim. There's no difference between where it's walking. Also, if it's walking in the vineyard, right, it might have wandered in there, but it's not totally lost. Tana Ratza Ben Akramim to Havi Aveda. And the second line says Ratza, a case of running in the vineyard that is an Aveda. V'hu Adin L'Ratza Baderech. Meaning there's no difference where it is. Just a question of what the animal's doing. A running animal by itself is an Aveda. A walking animal is not an aveda. Amar le Rava, one second. Im yagid alav reyo, listi kilsav akashik en chamirta. If it's talking about a case of yagid alav reyo, if that's true, that there's no difference between where, so you should tell us the bigger chiddush, the more kal, the more lenient case, the case that I wouldn't have thought that was an aveda, and the other case would be kalshikain. In other words, listi ratzav aderach tahavi aveda. The Mishnah should have said the case of running on the road. That's an aveda, but kol shekein ratza ben akramim, and surely, ratza ben akramim, that's very unusual, to have a cow running in the vineyard. So if you tell me that running on the road is an aveda, I would surely know running in the vineyard. Velisti roa ben akramim, de lo avi aveda, and tell me that just walking in the vineyard is not an aveda, the kol shekein roa baderach, which is a public place where the animal very easily could have gotten to. So it says, Rava, I don't like that answer. So that's a bias, and now Rava says, Elam Rava, different answer. How do you interpret the Mishnah, which has opposite to Yukim? Ratza, Ratza, Lokasha, the two cases where the animal is running, one is an Aveda, one is not, it depends. Hada Apa Lagabi Davra, Hada Apa Lagabi Masa, which way is he running? Is he running towards back to the city, is he running to the forest? If he's running to the forest, that's an Aveda. And if he's running back to the city, that's not an Aveda. Which way do you see the animal running? And roa nami lokasha, also with animals just walking normally in a shepherding way, kanba vedas gufa, kanba vedas karka. Are we worried about the animal, or are we worried about what the animal is going to do to the property where the animal is running? And the Gemara explains, kik tani roa baderech, when the Mishnah says, if you just happen to see it on the way in the road, lo avi aveda, that's not an aveda. Mashma ha roa beda kramim havi aveda. Mashma that if it's walking in the vineyard, it is an aveda. Ba'avedas karka. That's because you're worried about the land where the animal is walking. Right? If it's walking in the vineyards we had yesterday, right? Well, that's so much damage is possible. If you have an animal walking amongst the vineyards, it could bump into the vineyards, it could step on the grapes. So So that's Avedas Gufo. That's Avedas Karka. V'chitani rotz Aved HaKrav Mahavi Aveda. But the other line, where it says only running in the vineyard is a problem. Haroa Ben HaKrav Lo Aveda. But walking in the vineyard is not an Aveda, but Avedas Gufo. That's talking about Avedas Gufo. You're not worried about the animal. If the animal is walking in the vineyard. Only if he's running. Why? Derutza Ben HaKrav Misakva. But if it's running in the vineyard, that's Misakva. It can get scratched. It can get hurt. It's not looking where it's going. V'roa Ben HaKrav Lo Misakva. But Roa Ben HaKrav, if it's just walking amongst the vineyards, it's not going to get hurt. So that's the Rava's answer to the Mishnah, to the seer in the Mishnah. The difference between the row, the Ratzas is Bakoa, which ways are running. The difference in the Roas is it depends on Avedas Gufo and Avedas Karka. So Rashi here says, let's say I'm worried about Avedas Karka. Let's say I'm worried about the land, right? The animal is being roe amongst the vineyards. I'm worried about the land. So it's not 100% clear in Rashi. It's a little bit clear, but the Ritva says it beferish. Rashi here says, Avedas Karka. You see it? About 10 lines into the skinny lines. V'chayev lahotziyah mishum hefsed krumim. And you got to take it out, because the vineyards are going to get ruined. How far do you have to take this animal? If you're worried about the vineyard of someone, so you take the animal out from the vineyard. So you took it out of the vineyard. So now what? You got to take it all the way back? You got to take it back to the owner? Or you did your job, you were just worried about Avedas Karka. You weren't worried about Avedas Gufo. So Rashi just says, Chayev Lahotziya. He doesn't say Chayev Lahoshiva. And the Ritva says it explicitly. The Ritva says that, Kol She'enu Chayev Ba'el Mishum Avedas Karka, Kol She'motziya Misham Umanicha B'makam Mireh, She'enu Mate B'hakisagya. You don't have to return it to the owner. As long as you take it out and put it in a normal place. Don't say this is the beginning of the Hashava like we said yesterday and you have to return it. No. If you return it, if the animal is in danger, then once you return it, you have to return the whole thing. But Avedas Karka, you don't. And this is the difference between Avedas Gufa and Avedas Karka. You don't have to return it the whole way if it's Avedas Karka, because you save the Karka. Once you save the Karka, it's finished. Continuing, says the Gemara, 1 second. Fine, if it's walking between the vineyards, it's not going to get hurt, but you should have to take it out because of Avedas Karka. What does it mean that it's lo havi aveda? So Gemara says, bitakusi. Maybe come up with a case that it's roa ben akramim and you don't have to take it out. In the case of akusi, land of an Oved Avodah Zarah. So maybe that's a case that you don't have to return it. If there's no Avedas Karka and there's no Avedas Gufo. Typically, we should have Avedas Gufo, the Dilma Katzula. What do you mean, Avedas Gufo? It's trespassing. Maybe the guy's going to take out a shotgun, right, and kill the animal. So fine, it's not getting hurt by the vines, but maybe he's going to get hurt from the kusi. So the Gemara says, no, but Asru de Masru Vahadukatli. We're talking about a place where people warn before they shoot. Right? So therefore, you don't just put up no trespassing, you're at your own risk. Maybe that's a warning. But they warn first. So the Gemara says, "V'tilma asruba." Maybe they already warned. You don't know whose animal this is. Maybe the owner already got warning. Maybe you already sent them a letter in the mail. Your animal touch goes on my property. Forget it. Right? Open season. Right? So maybe that already happened. So the Gemara said, "No, we asruba, but it is the haruba. If that happened, you know what? Then it's his own fault. He wasn't careful. Vade avida midasi. It's his own fault that he let the animal go on this property. Period. Two dots. Hachziru barcha v'chulu." So now we have the whole Gemara, all the Gemaras, or the Gemara that talks about all of the time, the repetitive Lashonos in the Torah. All the time they have a double Lashon. Amar Yahumi de Rabban on the Rava. One rabbi once said to Rava, Ema, how do you know Hashif Teshive means got to return it as many times as it comes back? Hash Ema, Hashif Chadazimna, Teshive Em Trezimne. Maybe just includes one more time, twice, no more than that, not three times. So Amar Lei, no, Hashev Afilu Kuf Pamim B'mashma. No, just the word Hashev means return it, even 100 times. Just that first word means even 100 times. Tishivei, you know what Tishivei means? Ein Li Ela Labeso Lagina. This is, I know, you have to return it to one's house. Lagina So Ula Chorvaso Minayim. How do I know it's even enough to return it to one's Gina, to the garden or to the Chorva? Tamalama Tishivei Mikomakom. So the extra word, Tishivei, you can return it to anywhere in the person's property. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, Hechi Dami, what exactly is the case? E Demintera, if it's a case of a guarded yard, Stemshita, it's obvious you can return it there. It's just like the house. E Delo Mintera, if it's not guarded, Amai, then it should not be good enough. So the Olam Demintera, really, it is guarded. What's the Chiddush of Gina and Chorva, though? Vakamash Malam, Delo Be'ina Das Bailim. The Chiddush is that by Hashavas Aveda, you don't have to make sure that the guy knows about it, that you returned it. Once you return it, even if the ma'abed doesn't realize that you returned it to his property, it's okay. It's not like gezela. Uke de Rabbi Lazar, de Amar Hakol Trichin das Bailim Chutz Me'ashavas Aveda. Everything needs das Bailim to return something that you stole, Geneva, Gzela, or even Rashi says, there's a big discussion whether this is true or not, whether this is a correct verse in Rashi. Rashi says Shomrim, also Shomrim, right? If you return somebody's object that you're watching, you have to let them know. Except Hashavas Aveda, you don't have to let them know. Shatorah Ripsa Hashavas Harbi, because the Torah includes many Hashavos, many returnings, and therefore even if you don't tell them about it. Next, shaleach to shalach.
This comes out that the hashiv tashivim is not
correct.
So that's against the Mishnah.
So it's against how the Mishnah seems to have the limud. Correct. It's against to see the Mishnah seems to say hashiv tashivim afilu mea pa'amim. So now we're saying really that's from hashiv. Really that's from hashiv. Tashivim is teaching you something else. So it seems to be against the way the Gemara had the limud. Correct. Shaleach to shalach. Next double lashon we have by Shiloh HaKan, you shall surely send away the mother. Yes, I owe you the shir. Shiloh Shaleach Teshalach. Emash Shaleach Hada Zimna Teshalach Shrei Zimni. So again, maybe that only means twice. How do you know Shaleach Teshalach means you have to send, let's say you send away the mother, you shoo away the mother, and then the mother comes back. You have to shoo it again. You have to shoo it again and again. How do you know? Maybe it just means twice. So Amar Lei Shaleach Afilu Meyap HaMemashma. Shaleach, that word really means send even 100 times. Teshalach Einli Elo Dvar Rishus. Teshach, send it away. I might think this is only if you want to take the mother for a dvar reshus. We say, right? Let's say, what's a dvar reshus? Rashi says, you just want to eat it. You just want to eat this bird. So you might think that there you have to send away the mother. Tough luck on you. You have to send away the mother before you can't take it for a dvar reshus. L'dvar mitzvah minayin. How do I know that? Let's say I want to use this bird for a dvar mitzvah. Let's say Rashi says I want to use this for one of the birds in the mitzora tahara process. Let's say you might think there that there's no mitzvah. I could just take the mother. How do you know that there's still an even a mitzvah there? No, you got to send it away mikol makom, even if you want to take it away. How do you know this is true? Mikol makom, we still say no. You have to send away the mother, even if you want to use it for a mitzvah. So the Shinu Kabbasas here quotes the Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara there says that the Havamina being allowed to take the bird is you might think that the assay of Mitzora is Doche the Losase of Shiluach HaKan. Why? Shalom Bayis. The assay of Mitzora allows the person to come back into the Machaneh. So therefore, Shalom Bayis, you might think that overrides. That's a great assay. It overrides the Losase of the Shiluach HaKan and the Shalat Zakamash will not. So it says the Shiluach HaKan is 1 minute. There is a machlokes whether a mitzora is aser b'tashma shamita with his wife. So according to the Man D'Amar, that he's going to b'tashma shamita anyway, then you're not doing anything different here. So what's the havamina to say shalom bayis? Havamina, you might allow him to take the birkas of shalom bayis. No, according to one of the Man D'Amars in that Gemara, mitzora muchlad is mutter b'tashma shamita with his wife. He's not allowed to be in the machaneh, but he's going to b'tashma shamita, so therefore what's the havamina to say otherwise that you're allowed to take the bird? So says the Shita, interesting. He says the nehi de mochlad mutter, even though it's mutter, eino mekubal leishto, veino rotz elio simo, dechsiv badav yichei michutz lamachane moshavah. Still, you're a mitzora. You're sitting outside the camp. I think that his wife wants to be close to him. Vafil tamei machir min yoshimimo. Even other tummy people can't sit next to you, right? Badav yishev, and that's where there's still an issue of shalom bias. That was the havamina to do the tara process. Kamash v'lan that it is not done. That's the chiddush of Agamar. There's an interesting, probably the issue that comes up in Shiluach HaKan, the main question that is asked.
I don't understand the concept of that
essay. You might say that the essay of Mitzora is Doche. The question is, it's an essay and a los essay also.
How is it Doche? You can do both.
But you want to use this bird for your Mitzora process. The mother, not the egg, not the chicks.
Okay, so
you want to use the mother.
Is that what the Gemara is talking about?
Yeah, let's talk about the mother.
This is, okay.
You want to use the mother and you want to send it away. So the question by Shiluach HaKan is, right, why do we do Shiluach HaKan? Many people want to do Shiluach HaKan to get the schoolist of Shiluach HaKan. Right? The Gilyon Marsha in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Tzadik Beis in Yerodeah. So the Gilyon Marsha says, U'bischar mitzvah zu adam zoche labanim. Right? As it says, v'sabanim tikach lach. Right? Rasalom l'nafshecha. Not just the eggs, but yourself. The shaila is there a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan if you don't want the eggs? You just want the skula. You don't want the eggs. That is the major issue. It's the first Pische Shuvah. First Pische Shuvah in Shiluach HaKan, quotes the Machlokas HaPoskim. Shubas chavas yar shenishal im kasha yikare kantzipar lefnei ish basade im mechuyu v'alkapanim liskoklo l'shalayach hazayim. You have to do it. So you see one. O rashai leilech ledarko delo amra el tar shalayach shalach rachim rotsa likach abanim. Right, and he quotes all the Rishonim, and what do you get from Gemaras? And that's what he goes back and forth. Machlokas Achronim about this, whether there's a mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan if you don't want the the eggs. Right, this is also discussed in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan of Reish Tzadik Beis and Yerodeya. Yesh lo his topic im zeh shekasva haTorah. Right, v'sabanim tikach lachem zeh chova or rishus. V'yechad nagdolam pasak shu rishus. And if you want to leave, you leave. You don't have to do it. But he thinks, I think there's a raya that you have to do it. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? Right? If you do it, you have to do it even mea pamim. Right? Shulcha v'chazar afilu dalab v'he pamim, chayav v'shalayach. Yisal k'dadach mechuyav litel asabanim. Sorry, the other way. If you have to take the kids, so what do you mean it came back? After you shoot away the mother, you took the kids. So what do you mean? Even if it comes back, you have to do it 100 times. It must be that you have to take the kids. Right? It must be that you have to, I'm sorry, the other way. It must be you don't have to take the kids, that's why the mother's coming back. The mother's coming back to the eggs. It must be you didn't take the kids the first time. Well, you're going to tell me you came back before you had the chance to take the kids. That's what this case is talking about? Maybe. But that's what he has this discussion in the Rishonim already. And then he says, I, the Ein Lishol, he says, don't tell me I, the whole machshava behind Shiluch HaKan is to have Rachmanus on the kids. And therefore, of course, it has to be because you want to take the kids. He says, that's Ta'amim, but ultimately it's a Zer Sakasif. Got it? The Mishnah says in Brachos. Right, you get. We can give our reasons for Shiluach HaKan, but ultimately it's Gzeiras HaKasev, and you can't try to give reasons for the mitzvah and limitations of the mitzvah based on our understanding of the mitzvah. Either way, Shiluach HaKan is a major topic, and hopefully we'll have to come back to it at some point as well. But now we have to continue. Amar Leihu Mei Rabbanan LaRava. Next case. Beimah Hocheiach Chadazimna Tochiach Shreizimni for the mitzvah of Hocheiach Tochiach. Right, giving rebuke to someone. Maybe it only means twice, and we know you have to give 100 times if the person is somebody who might accept it. Talmud l'rav minayin. How do I know a student should give tochacha to a rab also? Obviously, the Rikva says in a kavitik away, right? In a way of like the Gemara says sometime. Limatana rabenu. Didn't you teach me? Right, so not like Rebbe, you're wrong. You're not allowed to say that ever, even if the Rebbe is wrong. Mikol Maka, Azov Tazov. Next, Azov Tazov Imo. Right, the case of helping out an animal with a heavy load. Ein li ela balav imo. This is only if the owner is there with you. Ein shein balav imo minayin. How do I know there's a mitzvah there? Two tamalomar Azov Tazov Mikol Maka. You have to really help out. Hakim Takim Imo. Somebody's putting on a heavy load on the animal. You got to help him out. Right, the mitzvah of Tiina. Ein li ela balav imo shein balav imo minayin tamalomar Hakim Takim Mikol Maka. Even if the owners are not there. Why does the pasuk say prika and tiina? It's kind of the same kind of idea, helping the animal getting the load on and taking the animal the load off. Right? Yesterday we had the machlokas we shown him, right? Radvaz and Rashba, whether the halacha that whole mitzvah applies to a person. But that was the machlokas we showed him yesterday. But here, even by an animal, why do you need both? Isn't it the same idea? So tzrichi dikas rachmana prika. If it only is the case of prika unloading an animal, have aminim shem dikas tzar balechayim. No, that case of tzar balechayim and the ikach chisaron kiss, and the animal's going to get hurt, right? It's going to get hurt and will cause a loss to the person, to the owner. Avot tiina delat tzar balechayim ika. But by loading up on an animal, there's no tzar balechayim to help somebody put their load on the animal. Below chisaron kiss ika emalo. Maybe there's no mitzvah. That's why it has to say the case of tiina. V'yeshmina tiina. If it only said tiina, mishud debischar. Everything you have to do that because normal people get paid to help putting loads on. Avot prika debechina. But just taking a load off an animal emalo. Maybe not because that people do for free. That's why you need both prika and teina. Ulareb Shimon, damar af teina b'china. We're going to have tomorrow that Rabbi Shimon holds even teina is for free. Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? Ulareb Shimon, lo masayim cry. You know, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't really tell from each of the psukim is it talking about prika or teina. So if you would have only had one pasuk, you would have only said one of them. One of them is included and not the other one. So that's why you have to write both. So the Gemara says, fine, you have to write both, but lomuli l'miftipani tarti, lomuli l'miftav aveda. Aren't these just forms of Aveda? Rashi says they're all Azharas Mamon Yisrael. They're all just general helping people's money out. that are getting hurt, that are getting lost, isn't it all the same idea? So tzrichi, no, you still need aveda and the others. Because Rachman Hani Tarti, if you only had to preken to ina, Mishum Tzara Demara Isa, because these have pain of the master, and Tzara Dida Isa, and pain of the animal. Aval aveda did Tzara Demara Isa, Tzara Dida Lesa, but if you have an animal that's lost, the master is having pain, because he doesn't have his animal, but the animal's not in pain, same below. I would say there's no mitzvah. V'yech min aveda, if you only had aveda, Mishum Tzara Lesa Lamar Abada, the owner's not there. Aval Hani Tarti to Isa Lamar Abada, but by these others, Tina and Prika, where the owner's standing there, maybe there's no mitzvah, he's got to do it himself, or he's got to hire somebody. Sricha, period. Next case. I'm saying, but the Iker mitzvah, the mitzvah was listed in the Torah, that mitzvah applies even if, but if you would have only had Aveda, you might have said that the it wouldn't be a mitzvah if the owner is there. Maybe if the owner is not there, but I'm not sure if the owner is not there, it wouldn't be Doma to Aveda. Mosi masa make. Next case, you shall surely kill the make. We're talking about a rotseach. A liela bib misak suva. I might think this is only. I know that you kill the murderer with a misa that's written by him, which is punishment. How do I know that you could kill the guy with any misa that you're able to? Meaning, let's say he has a gemar din and he runs out of court. And Bezdin, Rashi says, look at Rashi, Kagon, second Rashi, find Shem Kon Shahaya Bisvino Boreach. You see him on a boat, he jumped onto a boat and he's going away. But the Yachaluzrak Bochates, and you could drown the ship, you could shoot a torpedo into the ship so he'll die, you could shoot an arrow at him. How do you know you're allowed to do that, right? Because you don't want him to get away. B'chomis Tamalomer Mosumas. You come up, you could do whatever you need to do. Maybe only the Bezdin and the Edim, not anybody, but that's the din. Next case, haketake, that's my ear and idachas. You have to got to wipe out the ear and idachas. We're at the city of Avodah Zarah. Ainli elabakok suvahen, again, this is only, I know that you have to hit them with the hakah that it said in the Torah about them. How do I know that if bidi evet, I could use anyway? Tamalomar, haketake, mikol makom. Again. Hashiv Tashiv, next case, returning a mashkon, returning a collateral that you have of someone's. Ainli Elisha Mishkano, Birshos Bezdin. I only know that you have to return that mashkon that Bezdin allowed you to take. Mashkano Shalo Birshos Bezdin. How do you know if you took a mashkon by yourself without Bezdin, how do you know you have to return that to? Tamalomar Hashiv Tashiv Mikol Makom. Right, Mikol Makom, you have to return the item. The Ritva talks about why would you have thought otherwise. Why? What's the difference of a mashkon shelo versus bezdin? Chavol tachbol, same case, a different type of mashkon. Chavol tachbol. So ein liela kishem mishkano bershus. Mishkano shelo bershus minayin. Tamalom rechavol tachbol mikol makom. Right, two different psukim by different types of mashkons. Vahani trei kroy lomali. What do you need both psukim for? Right, two cases of mashkon. Chalutzus yom, chalutzus laila. Teach me one about clothing you wear by day and one that clothing you wear by night. Right, you have to return both. Day clothing you have to return. The morning, and night clothing you have to return at night. Pasoach tiftach, a little bit more. You should surely give tzedakah. Open your hand. Ein li ela aniyei ircha, la aniyei ircha charis minayin. I know you have to give tzedakah to people, poor people in your city. How about other people? Tamalar pasoach tiftach mikol makom. Nason titain, again, double lashon give. Ein li ela matana meruba. I might think you only have to give a lot of tzedakah. Matana meruba minayin. How do I know if I only have a little bit, it's still called tzedakah and Hashem is happy with it? Tamalar nason titain mikol makom. You got to give tzedakah. Ha'anek tanik. You have to, when you send an Eved free, you have to give him Seidel Aderech. You have to give him anything that he might need for the road. So, Ein li Elishin is Baruch Abayis Biglalo. Manikim, I might think that only an Eved that brought Bracha to your house, you have to give. Lo Nisbarech Abayis Biglalo Minayin. How do I know, even if he didn't give Bracha to your house? Because the Pasuk says, give him Hanukkah because he brought Bracha to your house. How do I know, even if he didn't? Tamalomar Hanik Tanik Mikol Makom. Period. Last one. Ulabazam and Azari Damar Nisbarech Abayis Biglalo Manikin. Lo Nisbarech Abayis Biglalo E Manikin Tanik. Ein manikin, tanik lamali. According to Ozman and Azariah, you only have to give Hanukkah, Tzedal Aderech, only if he did bring Bracha to your house. So what does he do with the double Lashon? Dibra Torah B'Lashon B'nei Adam. Dibra Torah, the Torah sometimes uses the double Lashon. Right, don't learn anything from it. Tosfos says, what about all the other 10 drushas that we just had? Right, Tosfos says, no, only here he says it. Only here, because here's a real, look at the Tosfos in Dibra Torah. He's a Dafka Hacha, this one, and the next one we'll have tomorrow, because here you know from the Psukim that it's totally, totally extra. But the others he would agree with. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Havi Tavitenu, and Hashem, we will see you tomorrow.